Welcome to the Vital Balance Support Conference Call.
Good morning. This is Linda Morris, and today we're going to be talking about Nikan's Pimag Microjet Shower System. And Nikan's been working on filtering shower water for many years now. In fact, we've had four different generations of the shower system, and they just keep improving upon it and keep getting better and better. And the beauty of it is most people forget that the skin is the largest organ of the body, and it is the first defense. So to actually use filtered water opposed to whatever else is coming out of our pipes is really important to help protect our skin and create healthy hair. A lot of times people are asking me, oh my gosh, you have just your hair grows so fast, it's thick, it's shiny, what are you doing? Well, it's the shower filter from Nikan is all I can attribute it to, and living in a wellness home. So, going right to the Nikan fact sheets that are located in the document library on mynikan.com, the Pimag Microjet Shower System, quick reference sheet. The only shower system that combines filtration and Pimag water technology. Patent-pending air induction system helps neutralize chlorine. Superfine filtration reduces a wide range of water contaminants. Microbubble nozzle design provides more effective cleaning, so you can nuzzle up to that clean water. Mineral elements produce pie water. Nikan magnetic technology decreases hard water buildup. Available in two models, handheld and wall-mounted. Patent-pending chlorine neutralizing. With air induction technology, converts chlorine-free radicals to chloride. Combines neutralizer with filter elements. More thorough filtration helps filter last longer. Microjet showerhead. Microbubbles produce better cleaning and softer, smoothing, feeling skin. Pie ceramic material replicates the conditions that create a natural wonder, pie water. Magnetic technology adds the magnetic compound that conditions water without use of salt. High-strength pressure-tested housing designed to last. Easy installation replaces standard shower head in minutes. Deluxe adjustable nozzles includes 5 stream spray settings, 3 single and 2 combined. So going on to the facts, reducing the amount of chlorine in drinking water alone does not eliminate this oxidizing chemical in everyday consumption. Half our daily exposure to chlorine occurs in the shower, absorbed through the skin, and inhales vapor that enters the bloodstream. The Pimag Microjet Shower System effectively reduces chlorine exposure and makes your shower water comparable in quality to the water you drink. Advanced filtration components additionally reduce dirt, sediment, and odors for the cleanest and most refreshing shower you can experience. Chlorine reduction systems and other filters merely trap most of the chlorine or add other chemicals to counteract it. The Pimag Microjet uses a reduction oxidation process to convert free radical chlorine ions to neutral chlorides. This is augmented by patent-pending air induction technology, which injects air into the shower stream to increase the electronegative potential of the water for more effective filtration. Air induction also creates a higher air-to-water ratio in which the water stream is less viscous and has less surface tension. Water passes through the nozzle with decreased resistance to help maintain water pressure without requiring a higher flow rate. The nozzle features passages that release streams of microbubbles within the water flow. These miniaturized bubbles provide an effective cleansing action that penetrates surface buildup of soil deposits, assists in moisturizing the skin, and imparts a feeling of freshness and softness. What that means for me is normally, because I do have long hair, I would shampoo my hair twice in the shower. And since they've come out with this microjet, the microbubbles, I find that I only really need to shampoo once, because of the microbubbles, how they really work and interact with your skin. You don't need as much shower gel or as much shampoo. special materials in the filter produce pie water. This water was first discovered in a remote region of Japan where scientists observed amazing results on the surrounding plants. Nikan technology replicates the environmental conditions that create PiMag in its original setting. Nikan magnetic technology helps condition water without salt or other additives. The magnetic field assists in reducing aggregation, clumping, to reduce mineral buildup. An adjustable nozzle control allows selection of 5 different spray settings, 3 singular and 2 combined. The Microjet hand shower includes a full-length stainless steel flexible hose that permits use of a handheld shower or in its reinforced bracket. The wall mount unit replaces the standard fixture. The shower filtration system has been tested according to NSF/ANSI 177 for reduction of free chlorine. A quick sharing tip. There are shower filters or even shower heads on the market that are similar in price to the PiMag Microjet shower system. Compare those to the value offered in a shower product that provides advanced filtration, chlorine neutralizing, pie, and magnetic technology. And, of course, the replacement filters are available. There's 2 different types, as we were talking about before. And something to also consider when you're looking at the shower, the new handheld. If you think of, there's a lot of dogs that have skin allergies and skin, you know, their problems with their coat, their hair, their fur, allergies. And to be able to wash these animals in the shower with this technology can be very beneficial to help alleviate some of the problems they have with their skin also. Another feature I've heard of with the new handheld shower system is it makes it a lot easier for hair salons to adapt this for use for washing their clients' hair. And because from the first shower, you notice a difference in your hair and your skin. And especially with individuals that have long hair, I can tell you I can quickly put a comb or a brush through my hair with the Nikan shower filter, whereas if I'm out of town and I don't take it with me, it can take 10 minutes. And at home, it takes me about, you know, 3 to 4 minutes to actually do that. So it just makes your hair so much healthier. Oftentimes, I'll take one on the, even on a cruise ship where they put a lot of chlorine into the water tanks on a ship, actually also on an airplane, but you don't shower on an airplane. But I down below where the water controls are is where you can actually, I take a pair of pliers and I put the shower filter, I don't travel with the shower head, just the shower filter, and put that on underneath where you turn on the water. You don't put it up at the shower head on a ship because it's not strong enough to hold it. And then you have to call a mechanic and fix it. And yes, I did that one time, so that's why I know that. So it just makes such a big difference. And as we've been told, you know, 1 15-minute hot shower, the amount of chlorine that your body absorbs is equal to drinking 8 glasses a day and 30 days of tap water. That's how many toxins we actually absorb in one shower. And I remember being shown by somebody that you take like the pool tester drops that test how much chlorine is in the water. And what you do is you actually get like a glass of PiMag water. You get 2 glasses of regular tap water. And you put like, you know, 3 to 5 drops of those drops that turn things yellow into the glass, and it, you know, it's like, well, yes, there's chlorine, so it turns yellow. And then you put them, of course, in the PiMag water, and it doesn't turn yellow. And then you actually take 3 fingers in that third glass of, or the other glass of tap water, and you swirl your fingers in that water for about 10 seconds all the way to the bottom of the glass, as long as they don't have hand lotion on. And then you put the drops in again, and it doesn't turn yellow. So it shows how quickly your fingers just suck up that chlorine that's in that water. And it's pretty amazing. If somebody has, you know, a lot of people ask me, well, how do you prevent, you know, you have a swimming pool, you live in Florida, we want to go in the swimming pool. What about all that chlorine? Well, you know, what, just from what I learned of that test, if you put lotion on your body and you put conditioner in your hair, that will slow down or block the absorption of chlorine into your body because it creates a barrier. So those are some of the information that I've picked up over the years. Is there any testimonies on the shower filter that people would like to share? Go ahead right now. And while you're thinking about those testimonies, a lot of times when people are having skin issues like breakouts, eczema, even acne, I recommend the shower filter and, of course, the liver support. And now that we know about how the full-spectrum light can help with those conditions, too, just it makes such a big difference to have filtered water, not only filtered, but also conditioned with the PIMA element.
Do I get testimonial, Linda?
Absolutely. Thank you, Bill.
Well, we live up in the cold winter climate in the center of Canada, and summertime, everything feels so different, especially skin. When we get into winter, the cold, and even if you just get the exchange of weather conditions inside and out, you feel the pull on the outside to the inside. Skin gets very, very dry. And what I've noticed is the huge difference in how our skin feels in the winter with using the shower system. So much more moist, and there still is an element of dryness. That element of dryness is reduced considerably. So it's again, that's just that winter difference. Giselle, you want to add something?
Yes, I agree with you, Linda. Me too. I only use the shampoo once now with this shower system. And also I find for those that color their hair, the color will last longer, as well as the nails. The nails are way stronger and grow faster. So I'm constantly cutting my nails, but they're strong. That's my testimonial for shower heads.
And also, I find that my hair stays cleaner longer. Hi, this is Barbara. It just is a, well, you can feel it on your skin, and you notice it in your hair. I live in a very humid area, so you have a tendency to get the frizzies and things like that. But I don't get that as much here in Florida. But when I travel, like, what happened to my hair, you know, because I don't have it with me, so you notice it more when you're away than you are here. And then if you are in one of the big franchise hotels or, you know, one of those, they pipe in chlorine into their pipes because the water just sits there, and they need to help protect the water, you know, from people from having bacteria and stuff just sitting in the pipe. So you'll notice if you're on a trip or the conventions or things like that, how much drier your skin is and how much more cream or, you know, I use coconut oil. So whatever you know, put on your skin, you need more of that because it's that much more dry. And then on a side note, I'm Italian. I have this wonderful nose. No, anyway, but I had a deviated septum for a while, and sometimes in the shower, I just take that great clean water, and I just sniff and clear my sinuses while I'm in the shower, so that's just an added bonus, because it's nice, clean, filtered water that you can actually do that in the shower, as opposed to your neti pot.
Oh, well, that's a great idea, too, Barbara. And that reminds me of something else. There is like a little shower floss stick that you can get. Focus on Growth used to sell it, but I think you can find it online somewhere. And it's a little, like to, what's it called? Like, well, it's called a shower floss stick. So I guess it's like shower flossing with the water. And it's an attachment you can actually add on after the filter in your shower. And it comes with a little attachment, so you can actually do your teeth in the shower, and it's actually also massaging your gums. And I remember a medical study that had come out quite a long time ago that showed that if you shower flossed with the magnetized water, it reduced tartar, I think it was like 43% or something like that. So I've had that in my shower for a good 10 years just to help, you know, keep your gums healthy. And that's a simple addition that you can also do in the shower. So one of those other items that we just can't imagine living without, and we wouldn't want to. And I'm also really lucky that my jacuzzi tub in my bathroom has the nozzle on the end of the bathtub actually has a round aerator, even though it looks like it's bigger. Actually, within it's only a round nozzle within that. So I went to the local plumbing supply, and I bought like 3 different adapters to adapt to that, the end of that nozzle, and to the end of what you attach the handheld shower. So I actually am lucky that I can fill up my bathtub with Primag water because of the new handheld shower system. So, you know, once you, yes, you learn all the benefits, you want more. Because I am lucky.
I belong to a golf club, and I work out at the gym, of course. You notice people in their shower habits, and it is amazing just how many people do work on their teeth in the shower. And here they are working on their teeth with chlorinated chemical water, opening up all your gums and your pores and your gums, and that can't be healthy. And so adding some of the just added features that we just discussed would certainly be a huge benefit. I don't quite see you doing that at the gym, but they could certainly change their habits.
That's a good observation. I wouldn't imagine doing that at the gym, but
yeah, it's just amazing what people do as far as, now I'm just in the men's locker room, of course, but
that could be different. Well, okay.
That's right. Linda, I have a shower pick, and I love that thing. I think it was over 5 years ago, I have the, so this was before the bubble jet, but the same filter system, and I had a pocket, and it was like either a 4 or 5 in my gums, and they were sending me for surgery, and I hadn't used it as well as I had, you know, prior. So I got back on, you know, doing it daily. And I never went for surgery. So that can save you significant money. My gums are fine. They're all back to normal. And, you know, I think that also happened with your mom, right?
Well, hers was actually the osteodens is what helped her gums. Osteodens and Caldens.
Yeah, well, I'm on that too. So.
But it could be helpful. My mom doesn't actually have a shower floss stick, but she does have a shower head. It is recommended that you do change the filters regularly. I hadn't changed my own filter one time for like 18 months, and it actually burst. It came apart. So the handheld model says every 5,000 gallons or 3 months. The wall mount every 10,000 gallons or 6 months. And that's based on average use. And they used to say for a family of 5, that would be every 6 months. So if you're less than a family of 5, I would do it at least, like if there's 1 or 2 in the house, 12 months maximum to change that filter. Here in Florida, because of how hot it is and working out and, saunas and all that great stuff, I take anywhere between 1 and 2 showers a day, personally. So I do make sure I change it at least once a year. And you can actually put a sticker on it, or maybe put a sticker somewhere in the shower, or put it on your calendar every 12 months when to change your filters. Don't forget to change filters. That's vitally important, not only to protect your, to protect your device and to protect your health.
I guess the next benefit that the shower head might change to is having just like the waterfall is having a gauge on it. Unless you know unless you really smell the water, or you can smell the difference in chlorine, and that's how we used to detect it with the aquaphor, is, oh, our water's changing, and the chlorine is seeping in, now it's time to change the filter.
Yeah, it's good. I think it's good just to put on your calendar, you know, depending on how many people in your house, either 6 months or 12 months, unless it's a handheld. What, I heard somebody else going to ask something?
This is Candace. I noticed that on the shower head, and I have the wall mounted, that in the beginning, when I first got it, I really tasted the salt that was, you know, as it was coming through the shower head. And then after that, so I changed it every 6 months, but I think it depends on how much chlorine you have in your area, because it seems like now I can't taste that salt. And that's why I went to every 3 months to change it. And so really, how do you tell the difference when it needs to be changed?
Good question.
That is a good question. And like it says, handheld every 5,000 gallons or 3 months. Microjet, well, every 10,000 gallons or 6 months. So remember, it is neutralizing and removing chlorine. So it's not doing one, it's actually doing the other. And, you know, thank you for bringing up the word salt, because I do have a detox business also, and the director of the foot bath company is the one that actually said, if people have memory problems, the first thing to ask them is if they have a water softener. And if they do, they need to get the salt out of that water softener or quit using it. You can actually use potassium. There's less salt in potassium tablets that they can buy at Home Depot, or have their, whoever is maintaining their, water softener. Potassium does not have as, contain as much aluminum in it as salt does. But, you know, actually showering in all of that salt, it all contains aluminum, which can actually, you know, cause memory loss. So that's just something to keep in mind for those water softener units of the world. And this is just a natural way to soften the water without those heavy metals. And another way is also the something that we haven't really talked about is the other water magnet that you can put on your water lines, and that changes the molecular structure and gets rid of odor. It prevents things from clinging to the walls of the pipes in your house, and it's the magnet charger, that's what it's called. That's another natural way without adding those heavy metals into your water and help keep things clean. In fact, I've had some another idea for people that have had water softeners, and it's because of like their washing machine. They said, well, you know, they had a funky smell in their washing machine. And I've actually sold the magnetic insoles, the mag steps. It's the original mag steps that are still available for sale. Put it inside the washing machine, and that changes the molecular structure in that water within the washing machine. And I've had a few people that said, wow, it immediately took care of the problem of that funky smell that came out of their clothes, like as if they'd been sitting in the washing machine for a couple days. And that would come out of a freshly washed, laundered cycle of clothes. And they found, well, I'm just putting the mag steps on inside the washing machine on the sides of the wall, the metal walls, and that would immediately go away, changing that molecular structure naturally without any chemicals. Those are additional helpful hints from Heloise today.
Wow.